Yeah, yep. Well, I mean, Rut's generally over by the 15th. So, you know, good for the bow hunters. But nowadays, you know, I don't even keep track anymore of all the different seasons there are. You know, I used to, my entire deer hunting life, it was, you know, doe would open up at the beginning of the month, and then rifle, firearm would pick up on the 15th, and then December 1st to go back to doe for a bit, bow, I should say, and black powder to get in there for a couple of weeks. That was it, you know, done by Christmas. And nowadays, how many firearm seasons and bow seasons are there now? Yeah, how long is season open, and what are the rules now?
You know what I learned this weekend? I learned that there was a point in Michigan where you had to hunt from the ground and you could not hunt elevated. I thought that was pretty interesting. So right now there's October 1st. This isn't counting like the sub-seasons, but I'm pretty sure it's from October 1st to maybe mid-February, but there's caveats to all that, right? Like October 1st is archery, and then you can hunt bow until November 15th, and November 15th is like a couple-week season, and then you trickle in the black powder, but down here I think you can still use straight-walled cartridge and black powder zones, and then you get like your late antlerless firearm, your late antlerless bow, and then if you're in a deer management unit like Macomb County, I think, don't quote me, I want to say that those go into February, and then I'm pretty sure the rest of Michigan, they just increase the season length sometime into January for antlerless firearm because there's just so many does.